You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, among others, the South African Police Service, Fire and Rescue Operations, SANParks and Bidvest Protea Coin have officially signed a joint memorandum of understanding committed to tightening collaboration during the country's most dangerous hours between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. It's called Operation Night Watch, and it aims to strengthen coordination, training and equipment standards across law enforcement and private security, all, I guess, to better protect South Africans after dark. I want to talk now to Werner van der Westhuizen, director at the tactical torch manufacturer NextTorch, about this initiative. He is part of it. And let's discuss what it means on the ground. So, Werner, this collaboration is formally in place now. Maybe start off by telling me what the driving force was behind Operation Nightwatch.
Yeah, I think it's sort of a rather clear objective. You know, crime in South Africa is rampant. There's not, you know, a huge decrease in crime at the moment, especially when it comes up to like the festive season at the moment, like we have now. So we're seeing huge spikes in crime all over the country, and you know, something like this is all the different security companies, you know, they work in the same areas, but most of them don't have communication with each other in the same areas. You know, some of them get into situations where they actually need support and backup from other security companies and SAPS and other law enforcement entities in the same areas. So the idea with this was to not only get them better equipment and gear that they can use, but to actually strengthen the relationship and open communication channels between the different security companies. So just to obviously increase the safety of the actual law enforcement officers, but also allow them to execute their duties, you know, more proficiently. And so we started talking to the different security companies that we actually work with. And, you know, everybody's on the same page that, you know, the only way to combat the absolute tidal wave of crime at the moment is to work together.
Werner, on paper, it looks like a brilliant idea. I'm sure it will be welcomed. But I would also suggest to you that collaboration often between public and private, the public and private security companies hasn't always been smooth. Your challenge, all the parties' challenge, will to make sure that the agreement works to ensure accountability and that information sharing. How are you going to do that on the ground?
I think, you know, in practice, SAPS is inundated with calls. They don't have the manpower to actually get to everything, and that's nothing new. So the idea is, in this situation, that, you know, if we can collaborate, the different security companies, if they can collaborate with each other in the specific areas, they actually assist groups like SAPS and Metro and Flying Squad to actually assist them in combating the specific, you know, crime, if it is house robberies or hijackings or things like that, and allows them, if they work together, to actually, you know, solve that specific issue or problem when it happens. Because a lot of the time, there's only one specific vehicle that comes across a situation or a hijacking, and they always need backup. But we're in a position that we can't just rely on SAPS anymore to be there in a timely fashion, because they are flooded. So the security companies actually don't mind working together and to help each other out. It's just a way of, you know, opening communication channels, because everybody's got more work than they know what to do with. But there's no time really for these security companies to go to other companies in their neighborhoods and then start discussions about something like this, because there's been no formal agreement like this before. And a lot of the companies we see already help each other. They're on the same radio channels, they're on the same communication networks on WhatsApp. So the idea was just to actually structure something a bit better. And we're going to roll it out in Pretoria, and then obviously from there into the wider Gauteng areas, and then see how wide we can actually roll it out countrywide.
I suspect this is either a very stupid or a very obvious question, but why focus specifically on those hours between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m.?
Yeah, like I said, very obvious. You know, the crime during those hours spike. There's still a lot of crime that happens during the day, but there's a lot more responders available during the day. So when crime happens during daylight hours, there's a lot more law enforcement available to respond. Whereas at night, we've seen, you know, it's a lot quieter and the people actually need backup. So in our situation, we supply products for the tactical equipment market, and a big majority of that is tactical flashlights. So for us, it just made sense to obviously, you know, get better equipment through to the law enforcement officers. But then we quickly realized, you know, these guys are not communicating with each other. There's, you know, there's definitely an opportunity or a gap in the structure to actually try and combat crime just a bit more effectively. So, yeah, you know, nighttime hours is obviously probably some of the most dangerous periods.
Yeah. Well,
and
obviously,
the type of crime that, that
sure. You know, yeah, I mean, that does make sense. What role will communities, Werner, and neighborhood watchers play in this new framework?
Yeah, so groups like the CPF and similar entities across South Africa play an enormous part in crime prevention at the moment. It is something that probably every community that you go to in South Africa will have a WhatsApp group between the different entities, between the CPF and SAPS and the local security companies. And that's sort of become the norm for South Africa. So it's small hubs that take care of themselves. So in this case, we work very closely with groups like the CPF and the local community, like safety sectors. And I personally think it's just going to increase. You know, it's people are relying on themselves, you know, so groups tend to form, you know, the communities take care of themselves, and it's small hubs that lock into bigger hubs. So that's a vital part of it. You know, there's no question about it. It starts on the ground, it starts on the community, then it goes up to the private security sector, and then from there on it goes to the official law enforcement entities like SAPS.
Werner van der Westhuizen, thank you very much indeed.